multi-truth understanding. And as much as I'd like to be politically correct, or perhaps spiritually correct, by saying that everyone in the example is right, I just can't bring myself to play that kind of mind game. So let me weigh in on this question myself. Going back to the dialogue we started with, I'm afraid I have to side with Richard Dawkins, the atheist, at least this time around. Not on his final conclusion, mind you, but on his seemingly clear and higher definition of truth, which he states so simply and clearly, something's either got to be true or not. Call me old-fashioned, but truth is just what's real. Not my own private reality or yours, but the way things really are. Truth is what is. What exists really exists, and what doesn't exist really doesn't exist, whether we like it or not, whether we can prove it or not, whether we have different perceptions about it, or whether we think about it or believe it at all. Maybe a few everyday examples will help, though you'll just have to go with me on the first one. Let's say you don't believe in trucks. You've heard about trucks, you've known people who claim to own trucks, and you've talked to people who say they've ridden in trucks. You've even seen artists' renditions of trucks as well as alleged photographs of them. The evidence for trucks sometimes seems pretty strong, but you're still not convinced. It's all part of a vast and clever truck cult conspiracy, you say, because there actually are no trucks. Then you decide to cross the street. You look to the left and you look to the right. No cars are coming. No motorcycles or bikes either. Not even a horse-drawn buggy. However, there is something that looks very much like a truck barreling down the road towards you. But this doesn't fool you because, of course, you know that trucks don't exist. So you step off the curve and onto the pavement, right into the path of what you're sure is the deceptive but harmless apparition of a non-existent truck. So here's the question. Will your sincere anti-truck belief save you from the reality of the 20-ton semi that is about to impose its very real existence on your small and oh-so-vulnerable body? Of course not. Your what-fits disbelief is about to encounter true what-is reality. And like it or not, your conspiracy theories and skepticism about trucks aren't going to make a bit of difference. Reality is just that. Harsh, but so very real. Soon, you'll be wearing that truck. I have a friend who likes to chide his relativist buddies for getting up in the morning and routinely drinking a glass of orange juice before going out and doing other things, such as filling their cars with gasoline. If things are really relative to what you believe them to be, he says, why don't you reverse your morning routine and drink a glass of gasoline before you fill your car with orange juice? Seems silly, yes, but if relativism were true and the person were actually sincere in these beliefs, then it should all work out fine.